Welcome, everybody, to the Wrestling Informer. We are back once again. It is a Friday, and Billy is back from WrestleMania with a bit of info from a few things. I'm Cav Manning. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast, as well as the WrestleLingus show. You can find all my nonsense at Lingus Mafia. We are also on X at Dirty Sheets X. And I am joined by your number one source for all of your wrestling news. He is at Lock Betting X. He is Billy Body.
Hey, I'm just getting my voice back. I'm trying to get through my other podcast as well. I didn't want to leave everything till Friday because I knew wrestling was going to be long today. So, but it was, just wasn't happening. So like a mixture of not getting back on time and not getting the voice back. And yeah, it's just...
everything's from screaming at WrestleMania like a fool the whole time or what?
No, not the whole time. A match here and there.
I can't even imagine. See, when we went together in New Orleans, you weren't screaming. Maybe that's because I was next to you and you didn't want to look like that. But I've never seen you been screaming for wrestling. I mean, I've gotten into a frenzy before in my life too. But you were actually jumping up and down, going fucking wild, getting into it, huh?
Not really. Like if you shout in a match or two, your voice will go. It's mainly shouting for things you have money on and stuff, or things that you have predicted or whatever. Although, I mean, saying that, I've been telling everyone Cody was going to win, and I was still wanted Roman to win. So, I mean, there's a video where Cody wins, and I'm like, kick out, no. Like, so, but I mean, yeah. When you're with your kid, you get more into it because everyone's into it. But, like, I mean, depends if your section's into it. When we're going as media, with media tickets that we had when I went with you, it's a quiet section.
Yeah.
It is a quiet section. You're surrounded by friends, family members. They're not going to get into it. They know it's scripted. Nobody wants to look like that. Like, you know, someone's mum, dad, or someone's girlfriend doesn't want to be shouting and screaming. And then you're in essentially the most quiet section in the arena with the best seats. Which is always something that I don't think is fair for other sports as well, like soccer and whatnot, where you see delegates, sponsors, things like that being handed the best seats, which is essentially what happens at WrestleMania. There's ringside seats, hard cam ringside seats, and hard cam 100 seats are always people that are involved with the company. They're always free. So I didn't sit in those this time. I sat just to the left of those. But either way, it was a section that was active. So yeah, I mean, I'll do what my section does, really. But unless it's something I'm completely not interested in, like I won't ever get involved in This Is Awesome. I think it's the worst chant ever.
Do you deserve it?
I don't do you deserve it. I don't do what. I don't say.
Oh, the what? Awesome. Forget it. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
So, what I want to tell people too is this show is going to be for the Patreon/Apple Pay show. We give you the beginning of the show for a little taste. And then if you want to subscribe to this, you can double click it on your Apple, or you can go to the Dirty Sheets on Patreon and be able to listen to these shows. We are going to be putting out a free show, which will be the WrestleMania review show. That will be out later today as well. That'll be easy for everybody to just listen to and go through. I wanted to send a special message out, Billy, if I may, first, before you get into some big CM Punk news that you have that people will want to hear.
It's not big CM Punk news. It's not big CM Punk news. It's essentially
insights.
Insights of what I've heard about Punk, what I've seen from Punk, what I experienced, or what my friends and Austin experienced from Punk. So I didn't go near him really in the hotel. Well, I did at one point, which I'll talk about when we get to it. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's a big story. It's not a breaking story. I'll tell you why. It might be something that in a year's time we say, I told you, like, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
It's up to you now. So do you want me to address my issue with SAP on this show before we start, or shall I do the address at the start of the Mania review.
No, if it's free, and you want this to be to hit the most people, then you can do it on either. But you can do it here; it's fine. Like I would prefer to keep Mania at Mania and Gossip as Gossip, so okay. You can do it here, I guess. Yeah, I mean that's my I don't care. First of all, I don't know what you're going to say,
mm-hmm.
And second of all, I didn't tell you anything about what happened with Sapp this weekend. I didn't call you; Austin did.
Yeah, your son told me about that. And you know what? This doesn't even have anything to do with that. You could tell that story. This has to do with other shit.
Well, I can't even tell that story because I was in such a zone of, you know, when you just lose it and like you just fucking everything around you is just kind of, you're not aware of anything.
Yeah, like OJ.
I saw him and I went down and I was just like, please touch me. Please touch. Just touch me. Like, just fucking touch me a little bit. And he did. And then I swung my head back. And that was, and that's all I wanted. Like, to say, you put your head next to mine, so I'm going to fucking headbutt you, you fucking cunt. So that's all my memory of it. Everything around that, I actually need Austin to fill it in for the audience, because Austin was the one who heard him calling me. And he said to Austin, get your dad, call your dad. So he could tell the story, which he did tell you the story, and then you could tell his story. I can only tell you that some fucking idiot told me to come down the stairs and called me down, and I went that down the stairs and he touched his head next to mine. So he got headbutted. That's all I can fucking tell you about it. And then Austin's story verifies it.
Yeah, that was basically what it was. And then there was like kind of the pull apart and people said, oh, it ain't worth it, Sapp, it ain't worth it. And they pulled him away kind of. But it was basically a headbutt in his face.
Pull him away, and he had made no effort to break their very loose grip.
If anything happened, it'd be broken up in about 4 seconds.
The onus is not on me at that point after throwing like the first strike to then carry on. Like if he wants to then do whatever, he can do whatever. But I mean, in this country, he's getting punched in the fucking face. Like if he's that close to me, but there's only so much I can do. Like you touched my head, I can write it off as a reflex. I thought he was going to headbutt me first or whatever, but nothing's happened. And almost like, I'm both relieved and have more respect for him for not fighting back, but because he had it on film because he had a camera by his body and he may have had enough to go to the police and temporarily ruin my day at that point. But he either felt like he didn't have enough or he either felt embarrassed or he really wants to fight. So
he approached you.
Oh yeah, of course. That would be on his camera that he put by his body when he was calling me down the stairs and was holding his camera by his chest. He wanted to be hit at that point or wanted something to happen. But like I said, like what happened was unless he had his camera pointing upwards or had someone else filming it, which I don't actually think he did.
I won't doubt that somebody is from a distance filming it that you cannot see being filmed. There is no way he is not going in with full complete footage of this to show everybody and think he get over. There is not a chance.
I think different to last time, he knew where I was and came over with the other person, I was in an area where he knew somebody. So next to the Major Brothers podcast table, there was that geek, that Brian Zane or whatever his name is. He knew him. He could have just gone over to him and said, "Just film this for a second. I'm about to approach Billy Bly." That would have been. That was in a bad territory for me to be, you know, set up like that. This was not. This was me going up an escalator and him trying to get me to come back down it. It's too coincidental of a meeting, I feel, even for him to be prepared to film anything other, which is why he was filming it himself, which would have given him zero chance in a real fight, because unless he was going to swing with his phone in his hand, he was much more interested in filming what happened as opposed to actually doing So yeah, I mean, if you want to fight someone, it's a massive disadvantage to hold a phone in your hand. At that point, all you're wanting to do is film them punching you. So it is what it is. But like I said, Austin's version, that when he spoke to you, is much clearer than mine. Mine is just me seeing red. So yeah.
So here's my deal. As you know, when you've mm-hmm. when you've spoken about him, I could give two fucks about him, right? I'm not in that business. I have nothing. I have nothing for him or against him. I don't care. You have an issue with him. That's fine. You guys have issues. Whatever. You have shit on where he lives. I have actually defended it and said, well, this is the problem with the United States where people live, yada, yada, right? I have been as fair to this fucking guy as humanly possible. When he has messaged me, I talk to him like a fucking gentleman. I talk to him normal. I have never yelled at the man. Nothing. Billy, I have fucking had it. I have fucking had it. And I'm going to fucking tell you. The only time I have said that this is bullshit with him, and I have told it to him over like DMs, where I said, this is my only fucking issue with you. I don't care if the motherfucker steals everyone's stories. I don't care if he's the one who gets every fucking story correct. I don't care if he gets every fucking story wrong. I don't give a fuck about any of this. When he slides into other people's DMs and yells at them, when they're fans, nobody fucking even mentioning his name, and he's yelling at them, thinking they're talking about him. That's where I had a problem with him. So go on past that, right? I tweet. I just tweet out to the universe and say, anybody have the footage of, release the footage. Release the footage of Sap and Billy, because as I'm assuming he has it, right? And after what I heard about the headbutt thing, I get a direct message from him. I don't know, a day later, something like that, maybe hours later. And I don't mind this. I don't mind. He goes, anyway, here you go. Enjoy. And it's like hidden mess. So I got to click it and I see what it is. And it's direct messages to Lock Betting. And it's screenshotted. And I said, okay. So I want to reply to him. And I try to reply. But guess what, Billy? I'm fucking blocked. This is my biggest fucking thing.
Hold on.
No, you fucking go.
You carry on, but if you look, you can't leave it at that because
damn right. Of course, you will hear the DMs. You will hear that whole thing. Please, you will hear the whole thing.
You need to expose what the message was.
Oh, everything's coming. Everything's coming, Billy. Don't worry. I will read the fucking thing. I will read the motherfucker. So it's okay. He messages me this and says, enjoy, and it's direct messages. Now, this is why I didn't say right away, Billy, because I want them to feel as if they are getting the message the same I did. And how would you react? So they get a fucking message sent to me, and it is clearly to Lock Betting, and it is direct messaged to Lock Betting. And I said, oh, okay. He writes first, could release these in capital letters. And then hidden media, anyway, enjoy. And I said, oh, what could this be? You know, because it's, he must have gotten you, Billy. All right, here's to Lock Betting. Wednesday says, drop those hotel details if you're trying to handle this. Otherwise, cut the shit. He messages again later. Come on, you've tweeted since then. Drop the info. Another message. Come on, Billy. Messaging you early so you can't say I didn't. Another fucking message. Let's go. Another message. I'm here, capitals. Another message. I thought you wanted to fight. Another day, a message. Now it's Friday and your dumbass hasn't sent shit. Another message. Still waiting, Billy. Okay, so I see this and I'm like, listen. And I'm fair. Because I said, Billy said flat out, I'll give you my fucking hotel number and all this if you want to fucking fight. And now I see messages that say this, and Billy has not replied. So, of course, I would see this and go, well, Billy, looks like you fucking lost. Because the man clearly messaged you and said, where's your number? I'm coming to get you. and you pussed out and didn't do it, right? Well, there's another side of this fucking story, which another person tweeted me about, and I said, there's a big fucking problem with this message, because I messaged Billy about it. And first Billy goes, I can't believe people think I run that account. And I'm like, hold on a minute. You run lock betting. What are you fucking talking about? And Billy thinks at first this message is to the Dirty Sheets on X that I run. And he then realizes, oh, no, it says lock betting at the top. And he goes, wait a minute. I didn't get any message from SAP here. This is odd. So Billy then goes and takes screenshots of his DMs to lock betting. And I'm looking through them. And I go, now, wait a minute. There's a bunch of them, and a lot of them say to kill yourself, all this kind of good stuff, right? And I see one, and it is from a name that does not happen to be SAP. It doesn't happen to be his Bengals account, which some guy goes, no, he messaged from the Bengals account, and they talked back and forth. He knew it was SAP. No. This is from a fucking burner with the name Jay Brone, by the way. But then the message is from Cap and Crunch Matey. Why would Billy have had any fucking goddamn clue who the fuck this was other than just some fucking douchebag that was yelling at him on fucking Twitter? You send half a fucking message. You send a half truth to me. And yes, you did send these fucking messages from a fucking account that no one would have known it was fucking you. Your name is not in there. You didn't say, hey, this is SAP. And even if it fucking said, hey, this is SAP, I don't know if I would have fucking even bothered to reply, because I go, I don't know this fucking account. It's anyone could say you're anybody. You could say you're Brock Lesnar. Who the fuck knows who the fuck you are? But don't puff your chest out and go, look, I called him out and he fucking didn't do shit, because you didn't fucking call him out by your own goddamn fucking self. You called him out by a fake fucking name, so don't give me that shit. And here's the fucking biggest issue. Why are you fucking sending this to me? Not just why are you sending it to me, because I am fine with talking to you. I don't have a problem having a fucking conversation with you. I'd have you on my own show and fucking interview you. I don't give a fuck. I don't have a fucking issue. Now I have a fucking issue because of this kind of fucking child shit. And you block me so I can't even fucking reply to you. Are you scared I'm going to yell at you? You have had interactions with me before. I have never once fucking yelled at you. I have never fucking screamed about you. Nothing. If anything, I've fucking defended you because I don't give a fuck. And this is how I have never in my life, Billy, blocked anyone on Twitter. I have zero fucking people blocked because I don't care. This might be the first person I fucking block, so he cannot send me a fucking DM. Not that I would be afraid to get a DM, but if you want to play a game that you can message me, but I can't message you, no. If you want to message me, you must allow me to message you. You cannot slide something in my fucking door and slam the door shut and run away. That is a fucking child. So if you want to have a fucking talk like a normal fucking human being, and I would talk to you, and like I said, I'd have him on my fucking Wrestlingus, I'd have him on my Lingus Mafia podcast and do a full fucking interview about his fucking life. And there's no attack from me. I don't give a fuck. I don't have a fucking issue with anything. But when you fucking act like this, this is when I have a fucking issue. And I would confront all this shit on the show. This would be fucking said. If people don't like each other, people don't like each other. I don't give a fuck. It has nothing to fucking do with me in the first place. But when you fucking act like this, don't fucking walk around and be telling your fucking buddies, yeah, I sent this and that, where they're defending something that is completely, you have them fucking hoodwinked and fucking, they're in the dark. They don't know they're defending you to the death and it's not fucking correct what happened. So we have screenshots of this fucking Jay Brone name with Captain Crunch, which imagine is the same exact fucking messages. It's the same time stamps. It's the same everything. So, and now that name is gone. I've tried to, I go, good, now I can actually message the guy because he has another fucking one to message him on. It was gone immediately. You couldn't find it. So that's all I want to say about this fucking thing. But it's ballless. It truly is ballless that you're like, I don't want to put it upon him to say you're afraid to talk to me because that's fucking weird, but I don't know how else to fucking say it. You're like sending me a message and running away when I have never fucking had any interaction of screaming. So I don't know what is with the guy. I thought he has had to calm this down where he is fucking messaging people in DMs and he blocks them too. My guy Mike, Dolphin Mike, he fucking sent a... He was talking about Meltzer, and he thought he was talking... Sap thought he was talking about him. So he starts yelling at him, calling him a fucking asshole, this and that. And the guy's never replied to him because he goes, I don't give a fuck. What are you fucking... What the fuck is he doing? So he looks more like a fool because he thinks people are talking about him when he 100% wasn't. Because he mentioned the newsletter where that was $12. Unless fucking Sap has a $12 newsletter. So that's my fucking issue, Billy.
Here's the thing. There was a portion of people who saw that confrontation the first time around, just like they saw the CM Punk confrontation on AEW. And if you're in love with AEW and you hate CM Punk, you're going to turn around and say, oh, he's a liar, because it didn't certain specifics didn't happen. He said he didn't punch him, which he didn't. He like shoved him.
And two-handed he said, shove, yes.
You got to choke. Sometimes you got to choke a guy out, yeah. And he
front-faced
him for a couple of seconds. But interpretation could be that he lied or exaggerated or whatever. But from what I saw, there was enough there to validate actually both Punk and Jack's stories, because Jack basically said nothing happened, like we got separated, and both stories are pretty much. You know, one guy slightly to the other guy's side. With me and Sap, it's the same thing. The video's there. From my perspective, I didn't fucking move. Like, and as the aggressor in that situation, I was the one who was taken away by security and told to cool off. He weren't told to cool off. He was allowed to be and stand wherever he was. So I was the one that got moved. So from my perspective, I was the one that was trying to get that fucking shit going. But whatever. Like, it's irrelevant. It's a confrontation where nobody fucking physically did anything. I called him a fucking fag, a pussy, like a fucking faggot, like everything possible to get him to throw. Like every fucking thing. Like, it's two guys saying, hit me first,
so I'm not in trouble if we get into it. That's always the thing. Right. You don't know if the other person's going to go pressing charges. Because if you're a real man and you get into it, just a fist fight, you get into a fist fight and you're done. There is no, I'm calling the fucking
I'm
police.
I'm in a situation where everybody's filming and I'm a tourist and I can't throw the first punch. So, but I can say the most vile things that come into my mind, which should have been enough to get him going. If he's a man, and the things that I call him, like from my perspective, that's enough. You got to throw. Like you got to turn around when you fucking say, come on, you're just gonna let me talk to you this way in front of your ugly little wife. Like, I'm sorry, you got to hit me. You've got to fucking hit me when I say you're just going to let me talk to you like this in front of your ugly little wife. Like, come on. Like, you've got.
Yeah, that's a little rough. If you say that kind of thing, you got to get a. I don't care how big a person is either. I mean, if somebody is insulting my wife to my face, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Someone needs to be choked out a little bit.
I insulted his wife to his face with his wife next to me.
Yeah,
like, and he didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
So, but the interpretation of that was that from some was that he won that confrontation. So whatever.
The only reason I would even go that direction is, and I've told you this. And the only reason it is considered, I think, where people say you lost is because you said when you see him, you're going to knock him the fuck out. And like you said, you can't. You're in another fucking country. You're not just going to walk up to somebody. But I think that was the only detriment.
But I've seen him. Okay, the comment's years old. And at that point, I'd seen him. We'd been in the same place at multiple venues, which would have included WrestleMania 34, 35, SummerSlam for both those years as well, and he did nothing but hide from me. But he decided to make his approach the year that I brought my son back. My son was brought back for SummerSlam 2022. Prior to that, obviously, he went to one WrestleMania, but he wasn't a regular. Like, I didn't bring him to WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans because it was New Orleans. It was like, look, you're like, he's going to come before the age of 10. He was coming to things that were appropriate for him to go to. Oh, hey, it's a summer holiday. Cool, I'll take you to New York. Oh, hey, it's your fucking, you know, that's why he went to a SummerSlam. But hey, it's WrestleMania 34. It's New Orleans. There's nothing for you to really do there but to do this wrestling show. I think, like, dad's just going to go on his own for this one and drink with his buddies. Like, well, you guys, like, I mean, you were there. Like, I didn't want to meet you and say, oh, yeah, hey, Cav, like, meet you for 10 minutes and be like, oh, yeah,
I can't come. You would have been better bringing your son, because I would have been taking him back to the hotel to fucking, you know, while you went out fucking drinking, because I was done early. I would have been a good babysitter for you.
Either way, like, you were not the only one there. There was Ollie, there was Luke, there was loads of people, like, there. So, and it wasn't a great, like, Mania either, like, on paper. So, either way, I mean, I don't have to defend myself. Why I don't bring my son to every show? Fuck me. Like, he's been to more Manias than I have, like, when I was his age. Like, I didn't start till I was 21. My dad didn't take me anywhere. And he had more money than I have now. So yeah, I mean, that the situation is that, I take my son to some wrestling shows, and now it's a lot more regular because he really wants to go. Whereas before, it was like, you know, he didn't know specifically when what shows were on what days, and the big differences between going and not going when you're six. He went to WrestleMania 33. I guarantee you, he's probably forgotten it. He knows some of the matches, but the specifics of SeaWorld and Disney and Universal Studios and meeting Hulk Hogan and what we did on what day, that does not land as much when 5 years later, when we go to Nashville and do SummerSlam, he remembers every single fucking day. 5 years in a child's development is massively different. Mm. But like I said, I'm a bunch of people listening to this can't afford to even take their kids to a holiday 2 hours away. So why am I fucking standing here saying why I pick and choose what pay-per-views my son goes to? It's up to me. He's lucky he's been to any. It's not like he, you know, chips in. I'm paying for it all. So either way, like, my point is, between saying that comment, which was said in 2017, there was a plethora of pay-per-view and events where something could have been done that he hid from me for years. He hid from me for 5 years. I'll give him a pass for the pandemic, but he hid from me for 3 out of 5 years. So he decides to do it on that day. And at which point I should have walked away because I was with my kid. But you know what? I hate him I hate him that much that I said to myself that, you know what? I really want to fucking hit this guy. And if he gives me the pass, and if he actually does do something, I'm gonna fucking punch his face in. But unfortunately, like, that didn't happen. So, as I said, you can view that confrontation however you want to. So he had the upper hand in his circles. The people that hate me are going to look for any reason to criticize me. The people that prefer him are going to view that confrontation the way that they did. So that's fine. But then once you had that upper hand, you then try to double down and say, look, did you guys think I won that confrontation? But I've doubled down on it, say that he's actually scared of me because I'm going to publicly post these messages. But now we put out the uncropped versions. And now we turn around and say, hold on a minute. Yeah, here's the whole messages. Why don't you just show the couple more centimeters at the top and say where they came from? Because suddenly you don't double down. And you don't get double benefits from last time and from sending the messages. You undo all the credibility that you had.
Really?
Because by trying to be too clever, by trying to go all in, by trying to double down on humiliating me, by, first of all, what the interpretation of was last time, what the interpretation was for some last time out was already completely wrong, because nobody that I knew interpreted it that way at all. Not even fucking Disco Conan, Joe Feeney. No one said that. Joe Feeney in particular knows how fucking livid I was all weekend and how much I fucking wanted to fight him again, because I had talks with Joe over the weekend, and he was asking me not to do it, because I, after the situation had passed and I started seeing social media, I said to Joe, now I'm just going to hit him, because I've watched SummerSlam and I can and I can go back to Orlando. Joe was like, please don't do it. Please don't do it. It's not fucking worth it. It's just going to look bad on us. It's going to be a really big hassle for me. Please don't hit him if you see him. Like, that. These were conversations that were had. And Joe might not like me now and vice versa, but he knows these conversations are true. We literally sat there at Ric Flair's last match, and I knew I was going to see him again that evening at some point. And he asked me, he said, please, please don't hit him. Hmm. So there you go. So after having that little bit of beneficial beneficial interpretation from the first occasion, you then try to double down on embarrassing me. But literally, as I said to you, it requires an extra centimeter of uncropping instead, and every bit of credibility that he had for even standing there is out the window, because it shows who really wants to fight, who really doesn't want to fight, who really wants it, who doesn't want it, who really just wants this to continue to be a verbal battle of screenshots and jabs and nothing confrontations where he can claim victories. That's all he wants. He doesn't want anything to happen. All he wants to do is carry favor with the marks, with the losers, the bums, the people that will support him. In reality, the situation for me is very simple. I train 4 or 5 days a week. I've been in shape my entire life. Yeah, I went from having fucking skinny model build, which was not appropriate for me to continue to go out and do the things I was going to do in the real world. Once Big Brother passed and security guards and bouncers were not keeping an eye on you, but guys still wanted to fight you, being 6'1" and 145 pounds was not going to be a good situation for me. So I did go and fucking pack on muscle. I did go and train in how to win, what to do in certain situations. So I 100% confidence in not only him, but any dirt sheet writer wants to fight, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. If any fan wants to come and fight, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. I have 100%, until that fan steps up, or that dirt sheet writer steps up and proves me wrong, I'm going to knock you all the fuck out. None of you have a chance against me. I'm not fucking messing about. Like I said, I train nearly every single day. I'm fucking 185 pounds, 6'1". I'm not what you think I am. I'm not one of these fucking balding fat fucks. Like, there's pictures out there to verify exactly what I'm saying. I will fucking kill you. Well, I will kill you as a fan, and I will kill you as a dirt sheet reporter. Don't fuck with me. If you want to try, just throw the first punch, and I will fucking kill you. Whether you're Sean Ross Sapp, whether you're Ryan Satin, who I begged to fight me and do something, which is on video as well, any one of you, even if you're fucking Disco Inferno, if Disco wants it, I'll beat the fuck out of Disco. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. So just come and try. Anybody come and try. You come and try, get in my face, throw the first punch, and I'll beat the fuck out of you. Like, I'm not who you think I am. Like, I know I do a job that is tied to losers and geeks, and I understand that. And I think you're probably thinking about the WWE, you know, the press conferences, the media thing afterwards, and you're looking at these guys. Listen, I'd stick out in that room like a sore thumb, because I'd kill everybody except the wrestler who's speaking at the front on the stage. And I could probably go toe-to-toe with most of them as well. So, like I said, just try. I'm around enough. I'll be at SummerSlam. I'll be at Clash of the Castle in Scotland. I'll be at next year's WrestleMania. Probably be at the Royal Rumble. Just come and try. If you want to try, just come and do it, and I'll fucking kill you. It's as simple as that.
So let's get into the main thing of the show. I am going to have this go over to the Patreon side, the Apple side right now. So if you want to hear the info from the actual informer itself, you want to go over there, thedirtysheets.com, and you want to be able to sign up there. If you're an Android person, if you want to just easily access it on your Apple, just take a look and you will see the show there, and you could say subscribe and click, boom, done. Follow us at Dirty Sheets X on X. I'm at Lingus Mafia, and Billy is at @LockBettingX. And Sean Rossap is at Captain Crunch Matey. So that's it. We will talk to you guys. We'll talk to you guys later.